They say that the Nida kings will say that it followed the route from the trachea into the superior abdomen. But if it is what he explains, that means that the point is downward. If the point is downward, so it's very likely, as it was falling from the sick bay, it was knocking by rubbing. No, there is very little space in the halal of the sick bay. So the melee, in all probability, it was knocking the nefer of the sick bay all the way. In all probability, at least if there is such a possibility. If it was found this way, so when the leakage rubs against, even though there is very narrow space, when the leakage rubs against the nefer in the sick bay, it does not, it's not likely that it will perforate the nefer in the sick bay, because only the point is likely to perforate. This is how the Rif and the Rambam, but the two apostles like Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh. So he says, Mahat Yin to become a paper in front of the Shom and the Chotuch, in Tzara Rosh, and it's a Chala Avim, or the Chutz paper, after the Kuru Tom and Kosh Rakobin, so the Chish Shem and Nichnas the Mahavish, and the Adaki, and the Yotam Adaki, and the Chala Avim, and the Nopri, and the Shom and Nichnas the Kobin, she will Nichnas the Rasim, and the Yochel, and the Tzara Rosh, and the Tzad Adak Shole, and the Chutz Kshem, and the Tzad Adak Shole, and the Rasim, and the Shom. That's the Gemara. The Rasim, and the Shom. That Mumches on the base. Base line from the end of the moment. That Mumches on the base. Hayim achter di shtaka be simpune rabbe de reye. Now, what is simpune rabbe de reye? What is it? Now, it's very hard to tell, because there are very few who wrote and who discussed it. So we have to resort to the opinion of doctors who wrote that. I mean, only few doctors who wrote on that. So let's say, I mean, it's Pavli and Navyaski and Dr. Katzenonson, of course, and then there is a doctor Perlman and Moshe. Perlman or Perlman, who also wrote a book. And Dr. Goldman, who is a Gentile, so he wrote on that. Now, so what does Haru machte di shtakach disipine rabbi gorei? So the Gemara says, "Asur coming to Rabbanu to boy your own will and his own head. Head on the arm of the book is Schweizer. Is an amal amal of what you see in rabbi shtakach. Eime simpune no kat masoi. Hayi machte di shtakach bichtiche mit reide. So la bau mit rabbi zum mitrefe. Oma rabashi di shtakach psore kai gavna mit ton ma. Elo ma rabashi chazine di kupel mit baan di kupel no kat masoi. Di kupel mit gav. Simpune no kata soli maane mire ba limte avu ktipte lo ishne kupa mi gab lo ishne kupa mi ba me kube no ki vaso. So mele it will follow that even when it was found in simpune rabbe, but if it is ktipte, so there it's still trained, because even if it's ktipte, it's not very thick, so there even the thick edge is relatively thin. So the melee is trained from the wrong circumstances. So this is how it passed. Now, what does simpune rabbe mean? So Dr. Katzenelson says that simpune rabbe means the aorta. I don't know, it sounds very that the aorta should be called the simpune rabbe the aorta. Now then Pavli and Aviatsky, they say that Simpune Rabbe is reference to the hepatic vein, the hepatic portal vein. And that sounds reasonable. Dr. Bowden says that it appears that Simpune Rabbe is reference to the vena cava, probably the inferior vena cava, not the superior vena cava, but probably the inferior vena cava. Alright. Anyway, so this is the Gemara on which this tool is based. So we matzat kelei kelav yechut she shomotelu leim adarach simpin v'shom. Bamed v'mamurim bimachad gas, avu bidako enchim, utreivu bicholinim, שהאירום נמכה מצד האופשר וכוס הברשבור ואינו מפקים איזה גסו ואיזה דקו הלכך בין בזו בין בזו עשו. So in other words, how is it that the Torah doesn't mention that when do we distinguish between Kupel Lipar or Kupel Ligab only when we found it in the Kovet Bechticha Lichayim, but if it was found in the Sipun Rabbe, so then we assume that Simpeni Lachimashon. Why doesn't he mention it? The answer is because even if we are sure that Simpeni Lachimashon, but if the Nibur is relatively thin, then it's safe anyway. And since we are a Pgim, what is a thick edge and what is a thin edge, so the Mele, it doesn't make any difference where the Nibur is found. Whether the needle is found in the Sipun Rabbe or it's found in the Chitukha Nechvei. Hilkar bein bozu bein bozu asu v'yine she'in gaso ki gadu shal tamre she'in yuhu ya linki. So what does it mean gaso? This is what Rashi says. But then the Rashba says that if it is so, in other words, when do we say that we are not king, if it's a borderline case, in other words, but suppose it's so thick like the kernel or the tamre, then it's not a borderline case, then it's certainly in a real king. So there is a difference whether it's Kupel Mulba or it's Kupel Mulgab. Because of our local areas, the Ninke Ike traps in the Kveide tree. Suppose the diaphragm was perforated, so it's also tree. Du machte den Stachel mit Trapsche Socket Treibel, die Hohe Socket Treibel Lisa, wie nimmt sie es bis in von der Rabbe die Kveide, Schere Becholim. If it was found in Sipun Rabbe of the Kovet, so it's Ksheir of the Chol. Not for the Eir, the Eriko, Kovet, Kenedet Moro, the Eir, Treif. Uvi Treifes, not for the Eir, is Boyer Zalikavon. I mean, the whole Indian, the whole deal, the case, where it falls into the fire, so that it is cast in another scene. Vi nitzu shnei kveidim bibeimu. Oy beif treifo, the whole yesa cannot do. We have a little akum. Otherwise, there is a loch of whole yesa cannot do. So the male, suppose there are two rivers in the beimo. Now, if the whole river is removed, so then it's treifo. That there is a machlokes tanoi to Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon as whether there must be a remnant of the kazayis or a remnant of the machi. But suppose the whole river is cut out, then it's certainly treifo. So the male, if it has two rivers, it's also treifo. Because of Kol Yeser, cannot go. V'yei Sheimrim, now this is the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam. But then the Shita of the Rambam, is V'yei Sheimrim, then the Shita of the Rambam. V'lo yamrinon ki l'mital kulei, elu ki l'mital imamokim shu dobush. Hilkach. In a cooking because I shall walk in moral, or because I shall walk in Chiyuse Trefo, in Rapche. In other words, actually, the Achlishites in Koryos, in the meaning, in the interpretation of Koryos Akanatha, most Hashem, which is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, and in the Rosh, most Hashem means that Koryos Akanatha implies that whenever there is an additional winter, so it is to be considered as if the river had been taken out. As if it didn't have the table on there. So in other words, if there is an additional leg, suppose now how many hind legs? I mean when the Mishnah mentions Kablai, it doesn't mean stump leg, it means hind legs. because in English we call forelegs and hind legs. So the forelegs is also called legs, but it's called forelegs. But in English, there's a foreleg that holds your dying feet, and only the hind legs are called a guy. Now suppose one of the forelegs is missing in the game, it's not legal. But if one of the hind legs is missing in the game law, then it is legal. So suppose it has an additional, instead of two hind legs, and the behemoth has three hind legs, so it's legal, because for the SAR, cannot double. Suppose the behemoth has three forelegs instead of two forelegs, it's not legal, because suppose one foreleg would be missing, it wouldn't be legal. So maybe if there's an additional foreleg, it's not legal either. So that's the shikha of Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rosh, that Kolesa cannot double. It just implies that when there is an additional labor, it's considered as if they might be missing. So in Melee, suppose the liver is missing completely. It's rainbow. So if there's an additional liver, there's two livers. So then it's also rainbow. It's also rainbow. The Ramban says that the aloha of Kolesa cannot go, which is aloha of Mishim Sinai, it's not this law. So, aloha of Kolesa cannot go, just implies that Kolesa kilunita mikene yachat im amokim shudabusha. Yachat im amokim shudabusha. So, the male, what's that kilunita between the Rashi Shikir? Rashi and the Rambam said the Rosh Shikya on the other hand, and the Rambam Shikya on the other hand, according to Rashi and the Rosh and the Rambam, that Kol Yesa cannot be done just implies that an additional area is to be considered as if they are being missing. So we may say, if you have the behemoth two rivers under all circumstances, so it's very good, because the fact that it has two is to be considered as if it had none. As if it had no will, so then it will be paid. According to Rabban, so Kolesa cannot have done it twice. Kolesa, kiyunitao imamokim shudoksha. Kiyunitao imkebe imamokim shudoksha. Now, so only if the additional liver happens to enjoy the law, or the kidney, the king Kriusin. So then, suppose that this liver had been cut out at the place of the moro, at the place of the kidney, it would be painful. So maybe if there is a second liver that enjoys the moro, the gallbladder, or the kidney, so it's also painful. But suppose the additional liver is not situated near the gallbladder or near the kidney, at another place, so then it's not for you. That's the Shita of Rabban. Why? Because according to Rabban, Kolesa cannot dome implies, Kolesa cannot dome implies that it's Kolesa kimunita minkeime imamokim shudosh. So the name of if the Yesa is situated in the near the kidney, near the ball, or the gallbladder. So then, Yomita, Mikene, Yahat Mamokim Shodokbe. So Melee, so it's considered as if it had been removed together with the portion that the joins the moro or the kidney. But suppose the additional liver is not located near, is not joined, does not enjoy the gallbladder, so the melee, it's nothing. Then there is a third sheet that the Torah doesn't mention, that's the sheet of the Hashbo. And the Hashbo himself says that he only says it on a theoretical level, he doesn't pass through Maisi like his sheet. But that's his sheet on a theoretical level. The sheet of the Hashbo is that we do not say, Kol Yeser. That we do not say Kol Yesa according to Rashi and Rambam, so it means Kol Yesa cannot come. If a behemoth has an additional organ, it's considered as if that organ had been missing altogether. in the Hale has two cleaning, two livers, it's considered as if it had no liver organ, so it would be taken. If in the Hale has three hind legs, so it is considered as if it had no hind legs. So of course it would be taken. But according to the Rashba, so the halacha of Kol Yeser Kedoshim Tovim is that Kol Yeser is considered as if that Yeser had been corrupt. Now, so if it is the kind of an Eber where a Yekev is matri, let's say, suppose in the world, or in the intestines, or in the stomach, so if there is just a Yekev in the world, so it's right. If there is a Yekev in the duck, it's right. If there is a Yekev in the woman, in the cats, so it's right. So the male, if it is an additional woman, so it's also right. If it is an additional woman, it's also right. Because we consider as if that additional woman had been cut out, the male, a hole is left. So the Yekev is left. So the male is left. But if it is a kind of an Eber where a Yekev in that Eber, in that place, wouldn't be matri, so maybe an additional Eber wouldn't be matri either. So let's say, according to the Rashba, so if it has an additional, so if it has, that's an additional one, if it has an additional one, so then it's right, because we consider that additional one as if that additional one can be cut out and the hole is left, so there is an echo. Suppose, let's forget the halacha of Yeser Kedoshim. Let's assume for a moment, let's imagine for a moment that there is no such halacha in Yeshiva, that's for Yeser Kedoshim. But suppose, so it will be trained just by virtue of the fact that it has an additional one. But suppose you call the surgeon and you told the surgeon to cut out the additional one. So then you hold it to that. So there will be an echo. In that case, you became already his matri. So the male, even though you didn't cut out the additional one, it's also fake. Masheimke, where it is the kind of an organ that even if you cut it out, it would be trained, because in that case, that organ is not matri. Only when the organ is missing completely is matri. So the male, it would be trained according to Rashba. So the afflictions. But most Rishayim agree the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, and the Rosh. Nitra Kovit Rei, Elenkin, Shtaya Kazayis Mokimo, the Kazayis, the Mokim Chiyu say, so the Shach says, she would tell them, but he doesn't explain it. So that's who told the baby cloys. Give me said this Yosef Kotsky. The age poskim and you say, how you mocking because of the craft in the diaphragm, because of his erector, you can't tell him of this. But Eru, Gimu became this. Even the Eschatos, the test of Galohe. So the Chava doesn't mention that we need three Zeis. He says two Zeis. But he doesn't spell out. What does it mean? So, but see, Akub Chotim Rashi, what does it mean of using? What means? It means the place where it joins the kidney. What means? Where the diaphragm is. Where the diaphragm is. So in melee, we need three Zeis in order that it should be shared. She would tell him, you can stay this far over to that, John McKinney. I will be slacking to the Katsura and Maduna Trefer, because it's a Bible issue. She was there, she said, it's not from Shiragonu. Uvei, if after we got my own company, Yom Shakov in Achim, Achim Yifra, Achim Yifra, it's a pair and three for, the Uchi of Ishkura, you wish like a size, not in work, and I'm not here, you say, the Yopshu, I'm not here, see, we've had another three for, Nimika Kove, Daine, Shedam Yetze, Yipsa Kove, Shedime, become so soft and so crushed that blood keeps on coming out. So then it's considered as if the COVID is gone. So it's also good. So she needed when we demonstrate for other God, she style things as easy. The same thing, the rocky vacuum, because since it became so soft, that dam keeps on coming from the coming. So then, ultimately, it's bound to decay completely. So maybe it's very poetic. Yen shape, coming chekosho kever is very for. If the coming in such a condition that it's hard like stone, it's also painful. Birushon ishtayrbo leizeisim aniskolim shalom iskashu. However, if the bulk of the coming is hard, like a stone, but two zeisim, three zeisim are left that are not hard like stone, so then it's kheir. Isli akolet, afiru bimokim boro, we can reduce it kheir. If you say kheir, nekra akolet in kheir salve, you already trap share, but the two mentioned. If it was torn, but it's still covered by the capsule. Here, trap share does not mean diaphragm, it's a capsule. Kamiyab, share. Vahachim needs to be covered. So here you have the din, and the mechaber passes not like the Rambam, but it passes like Rashi Tesis in the Rosh. Vahachim needs to be covered, and Shimon for the Misholei. Then she bochotuch in tzadov shalei mitzad chol abeimo. Could get kupon ulbam is a chol abeimo downward. After you could talk to Zohar Kodin Trein, in tzadad akshol to have a chut kshero, shal the teich ulei mada simpim bosho. The dafke she tzadov came out tzadah simpim. Avon pe ulgod in the chol yen trein. Vamed lo amu lo kimachat gaso, avon bidako in chinu, in trein. Shiel gaso, the shiel gaso, shal downward. Now I put the downward. Last time that we see them then, on Friday, I put it out that there's something strange here in Rabbah. Now, here, the Mechaber doesn't even mention the Rabbah of Shah. In other words, he is not crazy for the Rabbah of Shah. He called the Rabbah just the opposite. So he's not crazy for the Rabbah of Shah. No, like, that's why that doesn't present anything for me. And the Rabbah here does not make any comments. So, what is likely to assume that all agrees with the Mechaber's Pshat. The fact that he doesn't make any comments, that he agrees with the Mechaber's Pshat, like the Pshat of Rashi Tesis, not like the Pshat of the Bahag of the Rit and the Rambam, which is just the reverse. However, the Rambam, in Sinemem, mentions the Bahag, and the Bahag Shite is completely based upon the Shite of the Rit and the Rambam. So, how is it that here he doesn't make any comments? That's right. באמת לא אמרו למחת גסו, אבל דאגו אין חילו, הוא טריפו בשיר גסו, כי שיר גסו אין שלטם. So that's what the two says. מחת שנמצא בסיפים בודיון שמי קובעים. Now, the more mentions, האם מחת במשתקה בסיפים ברבי. So what he says, והוא סיפים הקונה, שנכתב בסיכת, וכן הוא נמצא בסיפים בודיון של ראי הקשר. Now, as I mentioned, so in regard to that, the more, so there is a disagreement between doctors, what the Gemara was in reference to. So according to one opinion, Katzenelsa, he says it's reference to Aorta, but that's a strange pshat. And then there's another pshat, that Pei Rabbe has reference to the hepatic portal vein. And then Dr. Bologi, so he says that there's reference to the inferior vena cava. And there is something that tends to indicate that Dr. Bologi is right. Because here the notion is Mahat Shemitzo, the Sipin Godel Shemikomi, the Hu Sipin Hakone Shemichas Besef. Sipin Hakone Shemichas Besef. So that tends to indicate that, means that he is right. The Chemitzo, the Sipin Godel Shoreyed, the Rambam says, Sipin Shoreyed is the pulmonary vein. And I think, I mean, that the pulmonary artery is the same status. Why should there be a distinction between the pulmonary vein and the pulmonary artery? The only difference is that one leads the blood, the pulmonary vein, it leads the blood into the heart, and the pulmonary artery, it leads from the heart. So whatever is true of the pulmonary vein should be true also of the pulmonary artery. sneak up, cowfish are coming. Naked and foolish. Then, in other words, since there is some doubt as to what Sipune Rabe really means, so mainly we have to be matched in either case. If there is a machat, in the petting vein, so it should be interpreted so if there is a machat in the same sun country, so since we don't know, the Gemara says that if the machat was found in the Tel Rabbe, so then we have to assume that Sipene Lokadasoi. But the question is, what does Sipene Rabbe mean? So if Sipene Rabbe means the Mina Keva, so then we have the Gemara of the Pereshet in the case where it was found in the cave. But suppose the machat will be found in the Petit vein, so we have no Gemara of the Pereshet. But since we don't know where the Gemara has reference to the Petit vein or to the Minikeva, so the Mele, in either case, we have to be matri because we don't know, we cannot be sure that this is what Gemara means when it says that if it's found, Bisipunerabe, so then we take it for granted that Sipene Nokadoso. Nikab Tarfe Shakobe, Neket Mifuesh, Mitzarakobe Trey. Suppose there is a penetrating naked in the diaphragm. So there in Israel, I mean, this is called, that's a very serious disease. It's called diaphragmatic hernia. It's a very serious disease. So in other words, if the behemoth is afflicted with diaphragmatic hernia, so then it's right. Abol nisricho b'tzirche b'tzela akshir. However, even if there is a naked nefesh in the diaphragm, but it is covered, it is blocked by the behemoth, by the tzela, by the ribs, so then it's a shell. Then it's a shell. Now, so the... So the Shach explained it. The Shach explained it. Actually, this is strange. After all, if there was a naked, so what if it is blocked by a silk? So Krum Sholom Achmas Maked, every silk in the way is blocked. Is not according to Rashi, so the reason why a sirche is my rain is matri is because a sirche will make it. And so we don't say, since this edition so covered and blocked the nekev, so it should kill it. Because kum shol machos mako in the kum, so why is this different? That's the Rashi. If the mean is much, if a nekev in the diaphragm, is matter the main, or so why if this naked is blacked and covered by sirche, vitzela is cheo, why should it be cheo? Kum shol machmas mako, eino kum. So this is what bothered the Shach. So he says, sifri dalet, avoli, nisku ha bisircha vitzela cheo, hatam kosma aposkin, deyo trefes mitzad atzmo, elu di machmas hanekev, seif shetinoti lakom. Vichein, נראה לי יחיח נשס פרק ולטריפס, יחוץ רע הכל הגלב לצד עצמך. ובזה, בין אולו לא תחום אך מסמקו, אישור פה, חד הסכימה, וחיים כוס הפיצ'ויס דו לבושו, וכשניסתה, הנקב בשום אין כושר, שום אין כושר, בכל דגמור אין לטריפס, that only the shuman that the shemista hanekel the shuman is kosher. Is kosher. So in other words, because even though generally speaking, so it cannot cure the naked, it cannot cure the naked, but here that's only when we say that if there is a groom, so there is something that adjoins it, that covers the naked. So it doesn't cure the naked, if the tower face is imminent. in this naked present. So then we say the fact that the naked is covered by the defect, that doesn't cure the naked. Machine came. So where there is a naked in the ayah, so then the defect is atonement. Because Nikvore is right. So it's not that the naked in the ayah is symptomatic of a future condition that will make a pain. No, the naked per se makes a pain. So anyway, a zirche cannot cure it. Mashenkin here, the naked in the diet, the cowfish in the diaphragm per se is not part of the pain. But if there is a penetrating naked in the cowfish according to the diaphragm of the behemoth, so then otherwise if the behemoth is afflicted with diaphragmatic hernia, so then it's symptomatic of a certain condition into which the behavior will cooperate. So then we say, if there is a penetrating naked in the diaphragm, so in due course by itself, without anything, so it will become so deteriorated that the whole liver will ultimately be disintegrated. So it's not a treifa tzadatzkei. It's a treifa because it is symptomatic of a future complication that is bound to arise. So the melee, we say, if there is a zircha that covers it, that covers that diaphragmatic hernia, so then it's not destined to culminate in total disintegration of the liver. This is what the Shach says. So he says, Hatam kos va'aposki, dein atreves v'sadatsko, el dimach masanekev seif shetinoti va'akovi, v'chein nira lo v'chiyach v'nashas v'erik v'etreves, v'chot sarakovi v'abitzalatsi v'etreves, u'v'izeh bein olo v'kum v'achmasmako v'shokum ha'vestime, v'chein kos v'chumet v'erubosh, שום, תשניסת המנקת ושומת נזכושה, וזהו דרוי כהרד בפיקייסו, כבר היסי קולו הרם בסיף הדרק הבייס. In other words, that here, any sirche cures the naked, because it's, the naked is not part of its announcement. The naked is only symptomatic of a future complication that is bound to take place. In other words, namely, total disintegration of the liver. But if it's, so when we say that a diaphragmatic hernia is symptomatic of an ultimate, unavoidable disintegration of the liver, only if it's not covered by zirche. But if it is covered by zirche, then it's not symptomatic of a future ultimate disintegration of the liver. All right, now, Drabon. The Nisrach, Tarfish Akovet with his Akises. Now that's an unusual condition. Suppose the diaphragm adheres to the reticulum, the second stomach, in the behemoth. So then, Yesh Nidek, now again, this is not Matri itself, because which kind of Sirches are Matri? Only Sirches in Rei. But Sirches in the other organs are not Matri. So he says, the Nisrach Tarfish Akovet to the diaphragm was adhere to the Pesach. He says, Yen Shmitnik Vikeres, Shebibada Yen Shomkei Tzimachat Shemikro, Ve'al Mubinze, Bo Sirches, Vironisi Maise, Vihoche, No, but suppose, so we have to be baby, but suppose we are baby, and we don't find any machat, we don't find any phone, and we don't find any naked in the keres, in the woman, in the first stomach of the baby, so then it's chaos. But without this test, so then we have to be righteous that there must be a machat or a phone. But if we do test and we see that there is no machat, so then it's chaos. So again, he just reiterates that the sirche by itself is not only sirche in the rei is matri, but the sirche in the other organ is not matri. But sometimes, so if there is a sirche, so it puts us on guard, and we have to anticipate certain possibilities. But if we are making it, we see that these contingencies did not take place, so then it's checked. Nimzo machat mitalfe sofik reit. without philosophic prayer. Because there is a possibility, we have a change, that how did it get into the diaphragm? That perhaps it just was wrapped into the esophagus, into the stomachs, into the intestines, and then it pierced its way out in the whole agum, and then it started to pierce its way into the tongue. Nimtzeu shnei kveinim mibeheva, oyvei, treifa, v'chol yeseh, kinotu dome, v'habelei nita lakom. Now this is according to the sheet of Moshe Hashem, Rashi, Rambam, Rosh, that kol yeseh kinotu dome implies that if there is an additional organ, so it's considered as if that organ had been completely missing. But according to the Rambam's shita, so the law of yes cannot be implies that kol yeseh ki nital b'keime yachad b'mamokim shedobite. So maybe if the additional liver happens to be located near the kidney, near the gallbladder, then it's great. But suppose it's not located near the gallbladder, it's in the other parts direction, so there it's nothing. But we pass through like the sheet of Rashi and Rambam. Now, the Beis Yosef mentions all the sheikhs in Koyeske Nabokov. Let's go over the Tanakh of the Beis Yosef. Of Simon the Malach of the Beis Yosef, Dapsana Chayom Adal, the first line, Kinotogon. Kinotogon. Yes, I have a Kihosara. We have a Kibalas Reglach, who trained. It really starts on Samadalid on the dates. The paragraph, the last paragraph, and Samadalid on the dates. The moon to Shnei Kreit, the Behemoth Bey Kreit, the Holy Sakratibon, the Territory Kreit, the Asimon, Nano Son, Balasira Guayi, Pushin, Well, Gimu, Haris Balasmon, Oma Rabbin, Rishon, Shosan, Yes, and Yad. So, Haris Balasmon, what is Sheo? So, Oma Rabbin, Rishon, Shosan, Yes, and Yad. In other words, if the Behemoth has one falling, missing, so it's Sheo, it's Balasmon. If it has one additional problem, it's about a small. But if it's in the hind legs, it's straight. Nada. Haime, kol yesa kino otondo. Kreshrashe, lo isho nisponare, zimu kiko peya. Hovi hei di chore, yamu shek iso zeli bala zimu, o iso zeli bala zimu yad, shei lo yad achas, o ishi iso zimu yadai. Vashe, kini de regel, in the hind legs, so it's right. It's also a head. Kinotu do. Yes, I hold this kichos I hold. We have a kibala segla achas. We pray for that which is the Sierra of the Neymo. We have a look at the man before. We have a look at the woman here. We know the brain, the rest of the people, the miseries, the kaukine, the kaim of the door of the wune, the kaim of the rabbon do chaybio. That way, the Messiah says, how can we say, oh yes, I cannot do me, but what we say is, Berina says that less yuchesed kirobin, ingabin, yisei robin. So when the Gemara limits it, when does Berina say that less yuchesed? Only if it's Dora Yune, so that's a natural phenomenon. But if it's not usual, if it's pathological, if it's relational, so there, every additional organ is considered as if the organ had been missing, had been cut out. So he said, I will do the camera, because of the rush called the CA, because of the rag, 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 because Then we say, Tom Shera. A lot of people say, here the name has two rivers, and then it's like, because suppose instead of having two rivers, it had none. It didn't have one river, so it was a common strait. So the name is Shabbos Akoin, is also Mashain came by Tumi. Suppose it had no spring, the whole spring had been lacking in the museum, then it's not able. And the Hino without a spring, it's Sheol. So the name it has two springs, it's also Sheol. The Hino Bahadur, the name is the Bolshevik Tumi. Vor dem Marx habe ich nicht ruhig, kann ich nicht gut im Zero sehen, wie zum Chaye. Die Kinder, die Kaye, und von mir in der Jesser, können ich mich gleich noch haben, und dann habe ich auch noch, mit der Atreio, ins Gscheiro, dann wird. Der Ramban Schiette, which usually is understood as being the Kuren, sometimes can be a Kuren. What the Ramban Schiette? Der Ramban ist völlig an Rasche der Ramban. Rasche der Ramban, der Rosh sei, Kongress of the Lord of the declares that an additional era is considered as no era. Is no era. So that's a whole era. Rabban Shiki is no, there is no story that an additional era is considered as no era. The era of the missing opera. But if there is an additional era, then we imagine, we consider it as seeing this era had been removed, been came together with the Kenei Asot. Some may say, according to Rashi and Rambam, any additional river is not related, because it's considered as no river. According to Rambam, we say, Kol Yeser, Kol Yeser, Kol Yeser, Kol Yeser, Kol Yeser, Yachad, and Amokim, Shilobim. So only if the additional river happens to be located near the Goldberg, near the Kidney, so then we say it's right. But suppose it's not located near the Goldberg, near the kidney, then it's not right. So that's a call. So here we have the Kures that can call it Rambanchi. Relative to the Rambam and Rashi, which is a home, because according to Rambam and Rashi, the Rosh, so under all circumstances, if the Behemoth has an additional river, it's right. According to the Rabban, only the additional river happens to be located near the Goldwater, near the king. Not if it's located somewhere else, it's not like this, so that's a cool aspect. But then, there is a cool aspect emanating from the Rabban Shite. Because, according to the Rashi and the Rabban and the Rosh, suppose the Behemoth has an additional spring. So it's Gsheo, because Nital Atho is Gsheo. So how can an additional spring be more serious than if the spring had been removed and been missing altogether? So, according to Rashi, so if there is in Sarah's pool an additional spring, so then, according to Rashi and the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Rosh, so if there is an additional spring, so it's Gsheo, because an additional spring is like a missing spring. You see, there had been no spring. Suppose there is no spring, the Behemoth was born without a spring, it's Gsheo, so you know it's Gsheo. Rashi can call it the Rambam. The Aloha, hopefully, as I cannot do it implies that if there is an additional area, then we imagine that additional area had been removed from its mokim, together with the Tokim Adobuk, to that additional area. So anyway, suppose the additional spring, there are two springs, and the additional spring happens to be located near the thick part of the spring, because there is a difference between the thick part, you should see, the thick part of the spring, so then it's straighter. So the male is if the additional spring is located near the thick portion of the spring, so then it is straighter, because then it's considered as if this additional river had been cut out together with the thick portion of the natural spring. It's right. So sometimes we have a whole emanating from Rambam Shite. Most of the time there is a whole emanating from Rambam Shite. But sometimes we have a whole emanating from Rambam Shite. So what the Machshav Shite Tchula and Afut with Israel is a Bishum Chai. The Chim the Kailo. The Chim the Kailo and Kolei Iber. μέσα και ότι την καλύτερα θα δίνουμε αλλιώμονικά του ξέρω και κοσμαγαζικό και θα πάρει την τάση χάση διχώς θα κάνει σε γαμπάν πυρέις διχωσελή κάνουν και να έχουμε και είναι η εικόνα που υπήρχε και είσαι μεχουβέντες μου και μου κεντάτνε now there are two places in the lake that if it is cut out but the baby is a cripple one is the Tumasagidi the Kilistendon that's a very delicate place. So that is like that. And the other is Bukit Atme. That's the, if the Bukit Atme was ripped out of its socket, that's the hip bone. So the thigh bone, So if the thigh bone, so it was ripped out from its socket. So that's Bukit Atme. These two portions in the leg are matter of the leg. So he says, because of the Ram Arad, Sharamban Pirish the Kriton Kinam Kubarim Kinimikon, who Pihotishim Kubarim Kinimikon, because the Gemara says, oh yes, I cannot go there, in connection with an additional highlight. Then the Gemara says, but according to the Ramban, this Gemara, that an additional highlight is not to the end, is to be limited. Open to the case where the additional handler joins the Bukit Atme or the Tumasaki. Suppose, let's say, here. So there will be an additional leg coming out. So then we say to, oh yes, I cannot go. So since there is an additional organ, an additional handler, in what walking in the place and the juncture or the thigh bone, so maybe it's considered as if this additional hindleg had been cut out together with the juncture, with the thigh bone. So there is something, first of all, or in the Konferamban, when we say that the Seda Sabai is praying for in the additional hindleg, so it's for only the additional hindleg comes out in the place near the Tumasagin there, but suppose it'll come out from here, an additional hindleg, right? Or come out from here, so then do not do. This is what the Rabbah said. Because Rabbah, שהרמב״ם כן הריתו מכן המחובר ומכן אי מקום הופיחו כי שמחובר ובוק עם בוקד אטלה in the place of the thigh bone ראים כי הוא ניתה הוא בוקד אטלה חברת וכן כי שהסליחו מכן צומס הגדים in the additional highway
e depois que os adivinhos, reino de Dominica, que os adivinhos, os leias, a borrega lá, e essa, a derruba, o imácame do que de abre. O mítimo os adivinhos, sou cheio. So, there is a tremendous cooler, a contraband of shark. Even in connection with the Sera Sagai, that the Gemara itself says, the Sera Sagai, if it has 300 instead of 2, so it's like, but the Ramban limits it only to the case where the Sera Sagai comes out. Here, let's say, where the Chumsagiti, or it comes out here, where the thigh bone. But suppose it will come out here, or it will come out beneath the Tumisagidin, an additional Heinrich, it will not be matter. Of course, according to Rashi and the Rambam the Rosh, it doesn't make any difference where it comes out. As long as there is an additional Heinrich, so it's considered as if one Heinrich had been missing. Because of Aran, Sharabam Pirjachim to Mikim al Khudal and Kimi Mikoma, who thinks him Khudal and Kim Bukhid Akhna Rink, Nitalu Bukhid Akhna Khalele, the Rink is his Mukhim to Misagin and Rink, he puts him Sagin and Shoshne. I'm a regular, yes, yes, I'm a Khudal and Matum Bukhid Akhne, which is a giving share, who is there, or you wash late ruin. Asmuchen soll es bis zum Chaye, Rehm, Kilonika, Ayesan, im Keime und Keime Ime, wie ich schoi, Rashem, Inoko, bis zum Chaye und Trey. Aber Rashboko sagt, oh, so then we have a kule emanating from Ramban Shiki. Most of the time, I'm sorry, we have a chumre emanating from the Ramban Shiki. Most of the time, it's a kule that emanates from the Ramban Shiki. Because according to Ramban Shiki, if a behemoth has two livers, but the additional liver doesn't come out, does not join the gallbladder or the kidney, so then it's chaos. Whereas, according to all the other machines, Rashi, Rambam, Rosh, too, so then it would be trefo no matter where the additional liver is located. But we have even a kule. Sometimes the Ramban is machmir relative to the shite of Rashi and the Rambam. We usually, so according to Rashi and the Rambam, we are machmir. Let's say, in respect to any additional liver, let's say, two clavin, two livers, two hind legs, no matter where it is located, whether it's located near the Buket Atme, the additional hind leg, near the Tumisagidin, or it comes out, let's say, from here, so it's raving, according to the other machine. According to Ramban, only if it comes out from the Buket Atme area or from the Tumisagidin area. But there is a situation where the Rabban would be machmir and the other Rishen would be making. Would be making. So, what would it be? So he says, Im hoyolo shnei tchulim hasmuchim zeloze bisumchai in the thick part. So according to Rashi the Rabban, since mitra tchul is kosher, a behemoth without a spleen, that is devoid of a spleen, is kshero, some melee doesn't make any difference. How many spleens a behemoth has? A behemoth can have two spleens, three spleens, four spleens, five spleens, and it doesn't matter where the additional spleen is located. So it's always kshero according to Rashi and Rambam. But according to the Rambam, so if the additional spleen is not became vaye, became some high in the thick portion, so then it is kshero. But if it is, the additional spleen is located, it joins the thick portion of the natural, normal spleen, so then we say, oh yes sir, kilonitao mikeime imikeime adonko, since the additional aberration spleen, it joins the natural, normal spleen, at the place of the thick portion of it, it joins the operational additional spleen is near the thick portion of the normal natural spleen, so maybe it's right. So we have, so the Rabban would be mach. So he says, if you say moyo shnei tchum asmuch et olazeh b'sum chayu rein ki olito ayas amkele ubekele ime b'isho yirashim yinoku b'sum chay tchay. Alright. Abo arashpo kosav b'kiras abayis וחנותו ברכות קברים כלומר כי הוא ניטל הוא מבדה דרשבו שיטי is that קוביאס הכנותו דומה that's the third sheet the Ramban Shita, the two mentions. He doesn't agree with the Ramban Shita, but he mentions the Bechol HaPachas. The Rashbo Shita, the two doesn't even mention. But the Rashbo Shita is a third Shita. The Rashbo Shita is Kol Yeser, doesn't mean that Kol Yeser is like the same organ that we're missing. But Kol Yeser, any additional organ that is found in the vein, we have to imagine as if that additional organ that exists in the behemoth had been cut out. Now, you suppose it had been cut out. So then Nekev would be formed. So if it is the kind of an organ where Nekev is matrix for Tilamon or intestines, some of the melee is right. So the melee, if there is an additional intestine in the behemoth, there is an additional stomach in the behemoth. Normally, so if the behemoth has four stomachs, suppose there is a fifth stomach now. So then we consider as if that fifth stomach had been cut out and the whole Enekev was formed. So Enekev in the stomach is matri. So here it's also matri. Masheike, if it is the kind of an organ where the Enekev is not matri, so the melee, even if we say that it's, we imagine it as if this particular additional organ had been cut out. So, and if it's cut out, so Nekev is formed. But if it's the kind of an area where Nekev is not active, it could be failing. So according to Rashbo, there couldn't be an additional river, couldn't be much. Even if the additional river would be located near the gallbladder, it couldn't be matrix. Why? Because we don't say that an additional river means as if that we have to imagine that on account of the additional river, so we have to imagine as if a river had been missing. No, we have to say if there is an additional river, we have to imagine as if this additional river had been cut out, and then what? But the natural river remains. You see, according to Rashbo, we don't say if there is an additional organ, we have to imagine as if this normal organ had been missing. No, the normal organ is not missing, but we have to imagine that the additional organ had been cut out. Now, so if it has two rivers, so there is the actual river that is here, and side by side with the natural river, there is another river that joins it, and the operational additional river adjoins borders on the gallbladder. It borders on the kidney. So then we say, "Kol Yeser," not that we have to consider it as if the liver had been missing altogether. No, the liver is not missing. We still imagine that the normal natural liver is there, but we have to imagine that the additional liver that was there was cut out. And then what? Suppose you do cut it out. There is no halacha of Kol Yeser k'matir tameh, but you just cut out the additional liver. So then there is an eked. So if it is true of the intestines of the stomach, so then in such a case it's very clear because there is an eked in that place. Masha'inke, in the case of the river, a neck of the liver is not matri. So even if there is an additional liver, so we have to imagine as if that the additional liver had been cut out. So a neck is formed. But a neck in the place of the liver, in the bottom of the liver, is not matri. So here it's not matri either. This is what he says. Aber aus Bokos habe ich das dabei. Die Genotung bechut kann. Kleina, ki ilu nidau, hu mi vade, dich ich teme in kei jesa beregel lomeli, trefe, mich kachas lo. Ki nidu hu vade, dich teme in kei jesa beregel lomeli, trefe, mich kachas lo, pri shei nechuga, bi loki in buke de atme, bi inyem shim taki raze, nishme, buke de atme shol chavere, vichem in nechuga, mok im tzumes agidim, bi inyem shim inote u yachtach tzumes agidim, shol chavere, ho yoche litle, bi loi kilko, af u bregel sheho. So in other words, there is such a big kule emanating from the sheet of the Rashbo, because the question arises against the Rashbo Shite, that Kol Yeser k'matir tameh only implies that the yeser itself is to be imagined as if it had been cut out. So if the yeser is in a neiva, where a mere naked is matrix in the rei or in the intestines, in the stomach, we understand koyeser can have a stomach. If, in other words, if the behemoth has five stomachs instead of four stomachs, if the behemoth has three lungs instead of two lungs, so we understand this why it's straight. Why? Because if it has a third lung, so we have to imagine as if the third lung had been cut out by a surgeon, and then a big cavity, a big hole was formed. So a naked in the area in the mocking of the lungs is matrix. So here it's also matrix. But the question is, the Gemara applied aloha for yes, regarding Zenas Aregel. There is no aloha that the naked in the regel and the hind leg is matrix. So why is the Zenas Aregel if the behemoth has three hind legs instead of two hind legs? Instead of two hind legs. So then it is trafe. Why should it be trafe? We don't imagine that as if one hind leg had been missing. We only imagine as if this additional hind leg had been cut out. Okay, so it was cut out. So now what? It still shouldn't be trafe. So the Rashba says in the Hanami, ordinarily, if the aim has a third hind leg, and a surgeon could cut out the third hind leg without cutting out the tzumes hakidim, so then it would be trafe. But when does the Gemara say that the Zeres HaRegel is trafe if the additional hind leg is so intertwined with the tzumes hakidim or with the buke de atme, with the thigh bone, that when a surgeon will try, the best surgeon in the world, if he will try to cut out, to remove the additional hind leg, he'll necessarily have to cut out part of the tzumes hakidim too. Otherwise it will be impossible, because it is so intergrown and intertwined with the additional hind leg. It's so intergrown and intertwined with the tzumes hakidim or with the buke de atme, that for a surgeon to remove the additional hind leg, he will necessarily have to remove, along with the additional hind leg, a portion of the tzumes hakidim. So the main leg, so it's trafe. But suppose the additional hind leg, even if it's adjoins the tzumes hakidim area, but it can be removed by a surgeon without necessarily removing the tzumes hakidim or a portion of the tzumes hakidim, then it's not trafe. It's a very big chiddush according to the Shita of Rashi. So he says, "Vichitein im kein yesa beregel omer li treifa mishkachas lo koi shabrechuba bimokim buke de atme bini shiltake reze yishomit buke de atme shlo chavere." If the removal of the additional hind leg will necessarily entail the slipping of the thigh bone from the tzaket, yishomit buke de atme shlo chavere vichein im rechuba mokim tzumis agidim. If the additional hind leg is intergrown and intertwined with the Achilles tendons, that it will be impossible to remove the whole hind leg without to cut out the whole hind leg without cutting out part of the tzumis agidim. Being she not a yacht of tzumis agidim, shall have a ho yochel nitlei below kilko afu regal shell, or fizem nitlo shnei trillin, smuchin afu bismchai shell, shall yochel not a lechon men in shell have a kayo, el pen echon men nichle be have a, being she not a lechon men, lo in shoya be have a, ki ube dinazo, at kam shinra. ובכן לפי זה יסר את הכל מגלעי למשירו וכשאתו נטר את היסר איני יסר יסר פרק ומי הוא אחריו רשבו ויום רואה לו להלוכה אבל לא יום היסר. That's probably the reason as to why the tool mentions the sheet of the Ramban doesn't even mention the sheet of the Rashbo, because the Rashbo himself says the Maise is never going to pass like that, but only on the theoretical level, that is his sheet. Right now, cinnamon base. Moro she nikvo trefo. The nikvo kineged akovei. The akovei seisme is kshelo. Nikvo biyad. If the gallbladder was nikav, so it's trefo. And And suppose it was Nikav, Kineged HaKoveid, VaKoveid Seisos Meisos Kshayot. Nitwa B'yad, Oichasei Otrim, Avo Yesh Minei Eifes, Sheim Emo, there are certain fowls that have no blood, that have no gold bar. Kekmoi, Treirim Ubnei Yeinu. In other words, those don't have a gold bar. Veile Yisrael, Kim Shekol Amir Kach, ומכולו כי הם אמרו מדמיהם להח של מינים אחרים שאין לרמורו שאכלו כנאים במינו ואמרו מדמין מי שאין למיני. In other words, only if we know if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that this species of a fowl does not have a moro. We know, let's say a pigeon does not have the whole species, is devoid of a gallbladder. But suppose it's not established and we just know, well, we have, let's say, suppose we find out that a certain fowl, so we found many cases, many members of a certain species in a fowl that have no law. But as long as it is not determined conclusively that the whole species is devoid of a law, so we cannot be made. Alright. Kosabah. ניתר המורו, תאמינו לו בדוחתה. אם יש בו תאמורו, כשירו בידוע שניגלו במקיימו. Now, from this we see, I have the impression, not that the Gemara says so, but I have such an impression, that from this aloche of the Bahad, the Gemara doesn't mention, but the Bahad mentions it, and all the Rishim passed in that aloha, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but still, we passed in them. So apparently, the aloha Zdele said in the Kabbalah, I don't think that the aloha Zdele, this is not something that one could say in the Haslora. In the Haslora, you couldn't say it. So, in all probability, the aloha Zdele is headed the Kabbalah. There are certain things that some Rishim, especially aloha Zdele, mention that they know it be Kabbalah, and there is no Mokher Shas. Let's say, the Rambam says, Kabbalah is a Kneinu, we got a Pei Sorosh, that if you read 40 Sires, so you can be the Galeach, all the other Sires. So, there is no Mokher for it, and the Smag is in the Chirikamet. But the Rambam says, Kabbalah is a Kneinu, so he had the Kabbalah, it's not something that he could say in the Hasvore. So this din that the Bahad mentions, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but it probably had the Kabbalah. So it seems to me from this din of the Aloches Deiris, it's mashma, not the way the scientists say today. Because according to the scientists today, so the gallbladder itself does not fulfill any other function in the production of the bile. It only stores the bile, but the liver itself fulfills the function in producing the bile. But the gallbladder doesn't participate in any processing of the bile. It just stores, it's a storehouse for the bile. But the production of the bile is done exclusively, according to modern science, is done exclusively by the liver, not by the mouth. If this is so I don't understand about the Aloha Zdeleshim. If we say that not only the liver fulfills the function in the production of the bile, but the mouth of the gallbladder also not just stores the bile, but it contributes something in the production of the bile. Maybe there is a certain chemical reaction. True, it might be true that the primary function of the gallbladder is just to store the bile. And the bile is primarily produced, secreted by the liver, and then through the hepatic duct and the cystic duct and the bile duct. So it is conveyed, it is transferred to the gallbladder, and there it's stored. But side by side with storing the bile, there is
a certain chemical reaction that takes place. If so, then we can understand the Allah Hadirah's deen. Because of Allah Hadirah, Nital Hamor, Tamino Lebidurte, Im Yejbo Tamoro Cheo, Biyodua Hashem Nibrio Bimkeno. So, in other words, if the Moro was taken out, and so then, now so then, it should be traitor. Because Nitlo Biyabi Haseiro is traitor. So, suppose it's Nitlo Amoro, the Moro is not there, we don't see any gallbladder. So then, we have to taste. Tamino lo biduchte, im yeish bodam moro psheiro. Now, there's no holds of paskins that din of mechaber. Im chosro amo, kireya hakove itchasi biore, vitea mi biosheim, im yitim tama psheiro. If you feel the taste of bile, the bitter taste of bile, in other words, it's called moro, the gallbladder. Why? Moro means bitter, ma. Because the bile tastes very bitter. It's a greenish, yellowish secretion, and it tastes very bitter. So in eating tama ksheiro, bim ritoam tama, yitzleno vigacholim v'yitim, im yesh b'tama ksheiro, bim laf treipo, v'achsho, nuta nuchalis mechaltim asakom. So the question is this now. It's, in other words, it's chaseir amor, the gold mother is missing, he's lacking. So that should be traitor. So of what significance is the fact that when we taste the liver, so we feel the tama of the body. So what kind? So Bishlaimi, if we say that the gallbladder, besides storing the body, has a function in the production of the bile or in changing the nature of the bile, there is a certain chemical reaction that takes place in the gallbladder itself. So then we understand, in other words, if the gallbladder is lacking, and we don't, when we taste the liver, we don't feel the tamor. So that means that a certain function that is done by the gallbladder cannot take place, and because of that, so the behavior is traitor. But if we feel the tam of the bile, the bitterness of the bile we feel when we eat the liver, so that means that function was taken over by the liver itself. So mainly it's not traitor. But if we are going to assume that the bile, the way doctors say today, that the gallbladder doesn't fulfill any function in the production or in the processing of the bile, all of that is done by the liver itself. The liver produces the bile, and then the gallbladder just stores it. It's a place of storage. A place of storage. So then, what difference does it make, Monefshach? If the fact that the gallbladder is missing makes the behemoth a traitor, so what difference does it make whether by tasting the liver we feel the time of the bile or we don't feel the time of the bile? All right, I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it's not the right from this bag. When we call, so he says, Kozabah nital amor tamino lo biduchte im yish bo tamor kshero biyodu hashemivu lo bimkeno. In other words, that the whole gallbladder was absorbed by the liver because of the rava vim litambo moro kishichayo. If he can't feel the bitter taste when it's raw, so let him boil the liver. It's leno vim bodva veyoy betayno. So in other words, so then if you feel the bitter taste of bile when he tastes the liver as it is boiled, so then the behemoth is kshero also. Nitzu shtayi, suppose it has two gallbladders, is treifo, the chinotu gom.
wie Miachas, wie Nirgestein, suppose it's one, but it looks like two gold letters, like two units, Neichvinetzer, so then you have to pierce it. Vim Shefri Zu Achas Yimshel. In other words, if it was one empty when you pierce it, so you one empties out into the other, so that's a raya, that is one. I mean, we had the same kind of test, similar test in connection with two buis, Iskicha Adodes, so you have to take it four. And if one empties out into the other, so it's one buis. If it doesn't, so it's two buis. So it's a similar test. Vim Shefri Zu Achas Yimshel. Vim Lav Beze Utrebu. Garin Shemitzabo, if you find the garin in the gallbladder, he will go to the shot hambo of Shemo, Shemidoch Rinke, who will be Bada Yichnas the Hasipe, he will daki shot Zayis, pray for Shalios of Rinke. Adamachad. Moro Shemitzabo, pray for. The Nikmo, Kenegana Kodi, Naka Vitzayi Shemo. Nisricho, Hamoro, the Mokimacher Shemo. Suppose the Moro adheres to another place, to another organ, Sheol. In other words, circus are only matrif in the rain, but not in any other organ. Two of the other chaseva trefu. Im chaseva amoro, kereya hakori chase the organ. Vitea mi bilshem. Vim yitei tamar Sheol. Vim moitoam tamar, it's when we go home in the yitei. Im yish vi tamar Sheol. Vim wab trefu. Vam achshov nuchal ismeich. Al Tima Sakov. Nimziu Steimore is Trefu. The Chenitulator. Vim Achas Vinires Gestein, Nekrinizo. Vim Shefri Zu Achas Yuchero. Vim Wav Steini Utrefu. Im Nokruo Veloyo Shefri Zu Vahakei Nofru Zu. Vi also Gam Chavotov in Fiche. Oy Sheitimu Mai Be Achas Mehem. Vau Nikach Nismalo Gam Chavotov Mai Yuchero. That's also a test that determines that it's really one gallbladder. It only looks like two, yes. By what? It will not work. In the boy. I suppose it will not work in the boy. In the boy, so it will not work. You see, I suppose that it will not work in the boy. Avotish and Shtei Moris Moris. Rakshe Bimokim Bimukom Bikomim. Another halacha that's in the size of an etzba, so they are all one. So the mokim the bukom the kovei, so they are one. So there, even if it's loishav chadori, it's considered like one bomber. Vaadini mitchlosan in shtayim, uvisefi misalvei zinasas achas kshel. Hoyu shteimor is the kovei, achaseino vachaseino. Bisilpin echod, sheifin echmon, shteyen, uchshodom zeki vahas, chuzer esricho, limokim, shasilpin mechalim, kimoro, bisheifin shteyen, avo kishen sheikh veis, kiderach shenein veis, bichai abeimo, in sheikh zu mezu. So, in other words, so there is some doubt. Maybe it's considered like two moments, but the Mechaber is disposed of the Shite that since it's Shefer Mishteyen when it's AK, so maybe it's considered like one, even though when it's Shefer's Kidera Shemim is the Chayabeim, it's AK Shefer's. So that is disposed of the Shite, but since there is a remote possibility that an account of the fact, in other words, because most poskim hold that the fact that when it's aching or achas is chizeres lumokim shasimchem mechalik mora b'sheik ha'mishteyev, so that makes it into one world letter, even though when they are sheikhids kidera shenem days, so they do not empty out one into the other. But there is a shitas yochid that says that in view of the fact that when it chafes, kidera shenendi v'chaya abeimo, so they do not empty out one into the other, so maybe they have to be considered as two mores. And if it's two mores, so yes, I can also go. So we rely on Rav Poskim.
But Bal Nefesh is Yachvel Atzmei. So there is a cloud, the Shach mentions in holy way that when the people in the Raisa, if Rav Poskim say that it's Mutter, so then we rely on it. Even though there is a new Poskim that say that it's also in the Raisa, so we rely on Rav Poskim. But still, Bal Nefesh is Yachvel Atzmei, so if there is no hardship situation, so then we are making. But yeah, on the contrary, then we should be Machmir. He should be Machmir. In other words, we cannot tell him that he's mechuyev to be machmir, but bal nefesh yachmir atzmei, if there is no hardship situation. So that's why he says, v'yesh lahachshon b'vimas Yisrael. What does it mean, b'vimas Yisrael? B'vimas Yisrael means, not like today. Today, I don't think that today there is a situation of b'vimas Yisrael, because there is a trade market. So even if we declare it as trade, so it's not real loss, because it can be sold. It can be sold on the trade market, so you get a little less, but it's not a total loss. So the Beinas Yisroel means when it cannot be sold on the trade market. That's what it means, the Beinas Yisroel. So, in other words, but if it can be sold, if it doesn't necessarily involve a real loss, so then we shouldn't be making and rely on Rav Poskim, who say that in spite of the fact that when it sheikh is kidera shenim the chaya avimo, they do not empty out. So mimele they are considered as tumores, because we rely on the shita of Poskim that in spite of the fact that when it sheikh is kidera shenim days, it say sheikh is umezu, on account of the fact that a simple echot in sheikh lechmor lishteyem. So, and Chshotam Zeki Vachas Vizeres Leicho Mokim Shasim Pim Vichalik Moro Vishem Roshdeyem. So it's considered like one more. We rely on Rav Poskim. But if it's not the name of Yisroel, there was no real Hefsen Yisroel, so then we have to be Cheshis for that Chite, that on account of the fact that in a Sheikh Vez position, it's not Sheikh Rezu Lezu, so it's considered like two more. Umoro han keres meiva leiva shokobi yishapcha la'adode chodi uikshela v'imoy shapcha la'adode treba yeish bin eife yishein lehem moro k'mo yiterim ubneyeno v'in leishcho kibi shekol amin kach v'atzvi yin limoro bikobi avol yeish lei limato avol yeish lei limato somuch lizno mi shebo lifono. That's an important information that many, many scientists don't even know about it. So, that me shebor in front of Eif sheni makir minei, velo yinim tzolo imoro, einem rim vadai kol minei imo imoro, elo amrino mistole yeish lo imoro, ad she yeida shemim ze in limoro. Garim shenim tzolo imoro, im hoyok megarino shol tamre shen rei shochad muteres. Vim rei shochad ki garino shol zayis asur. So shari mikvo he say, because if it's very thin, so then he does not necessarily have to be menakim when he tempts into the mor. Mashenki, if it's very hard, so then no probability. If it's very sharp, if it has such a sharp edge, such a pointed sharp edge, so mainly no probability when he tempts the mor. So it was menakim the mor, and the yekev the mor is matri. וימרי שוחד כי גרינו של זייס אסורו שהרימי כבו איזו כשניח ניסו וזה של עיר הנקר מפני שהוא פגיע מקו so בכל שכינים צומחת וקייט ומורו ותראי אבל אני שמורי now for the power
Yudkes Thomas has sent a tough shim my mouth July 12th 1981
It's about tchul. Nitar tchul kosher. If the spleen was removed, so the hymen is kale. Uvi nikar. Suppose it wasn't removed, but it was just perforated. Yeish chilu bin reishi oyecha mechabeyo. So shat tchul bin reishi oyecha do. At one edge, it's thick. Uvi reishi asheri dak. Nikar b'reish adak sheir. Nikar b'reish adak sheir. And b'reish o, he's tiny. The Gemara is dealing with truth are in two places. One Gemara is that the base of the base, right from the beginning of any phases. With man, Nito at Chel Cheo, the Omar Abadire, the Shmidrode, Moishon and Nita, Abad Nika, Trey. So that's Gemara here, and it's also a Gemara that in Hei of Adal. In Hei of Adal. Now there, in Nikola Treyo, the Mishnah mentions Tshero, that we have with Ale, Omar Abadira, Mishnah Yerobe, Roishon, or Nika, Ale Nika Treyo. Ale Nika Treyo. Mosi Bragesi Barobi, Vitele Regesi Barzvide, Chaytek Nuga, Shem Neo, Muta Bachir, Minat Chum, Minat Royes, Izos, in other words, if somebody is Chaytek, if somebody is chaytik from the Uber, Shemeo, so there, that Uber, that Uber is mutabachir, because of Kol Beimos Chaytik. But suppose he's chaytik, minakloyes, from the spleen of the behemoth itself, or from the kidneys. So there, osa bachir. Why? Because it's ilam lachai. So it's mashma only the tchum that you cut out from the behemoth is osa, because it's ilam lachai. But the behemoth is entire to his muta after the shechter. But the behemoth is the question is, if we say that nikaf is reipo, and we more assume that when you cut off a piece, so it's also nikaf. It is the same thing as Nika. So maybe the whole thing should become a traitor as a result of cutting off a piece of the tool. So maybe how can the behavior be taken on the Shrike? How can you put the Shari? God, because if Nika is matter of the behavior, so Mechtach Hatchul, Minatchul, also should matter of the behavior. So the more he has the attention. What in the behavior is not I will tolerate the mutabachir and the same was bachir. That's the first question. So according to the first question, not only Nika is Trevo, but even Nechtach is Trevo. The boy is saying, Nika Pichut and Nechtach Pichut. Alright. So these are the words. You need to hold. So, Nika Tchil Kosher, with Nika Peshkir, the Reishe, or Echod Chale, Shatchu the Reishe, or Echod Oak, the Reishe Hashem Dak, Nika the Reishe Dak, Sheo, but the Mechtach Shom, Kumi Kosher, Nika the Reishe Oak, Tchil, Bamekro Mamuri, So Nisha Mubi came with Dinozor, showing Nika. Abu Nisha Mubi with Dinozor, showing Kosh. The Kosh and the Moses. Kosh of Rajbo, Ube Dinozor, Zeri Adam Shur, the year of issue, Pochis, the Hot Yudi, that's less than half of the thickness of the truth. Nechtach the Moki Mubi, Yesh Nishema, the year of issue was, I mean, that's told. Whether we fast like the first motion, or we fast like the second motion. Because the second motion says, we boy is in there, Nikab Lechut, Vinechtach Lechut. So that means that only Nikab is straight, the Ubiye. But Nechtach, not if you just cut off a piece, even the Mokin Ubiye, at the thick edge. So it's kosher. But the first motion says, who I did after the name and Amasur, I did it on the Rishi Mutabahir, and I'm the same person. So we start with the two Rishis in the morning. The question is, how do we pass?
With the Chetzin.
One second. Be here, Rishi, one second. Nechta, we're not going to be here, Rishi Shemati. Yirali, one nation Shematia. In other words, that's like the second Moshe. And Yirali Shuosea Misofi. Why? Because since that Tur Shene, so that some Shene will say, that's the Tur Shite, that it's a snake in the Ranse, so maybe we have to pass the Chum. You see, generally speaking, so there is a Bahrika machine, whenever that Tur Shene is in the world. So some Shene say that we always pass by the first Moshe. Some Rishayim say we always pass by the second Moshe. Some Rishayim say in the Rabbanon we pass by the Bure, and in the Raisim we pass by the Chum. So this is the Shite of the Yirali Shurosa Misofi. In other words, in that Rishayim is. Now, all these Shites are mentioned in Tetzves in Arizona Dabo. As to whether the two machines of the Gemara, we pass by the second motion, we pass by the first motion, or we pass by the Chumre, we pass by the Kule. So this is the sheet of the two. That's why he says, Miso, Utchum Shalei, the spring in the fowl, Obu Kamom, Beinu Beime, Rishal Beime, Lifircho of Wench in Sheheire, Shein Hameke, Pesel, the all over the Sechim, Shekohir is okay, Atka. In other words, he says that in view of the fact that when the Nekir Matri, in it true, only when the Nekir is in the thick edge, not if it's in the thin edge. So in the Behemoth, we have a relatively thin edge, we have a relatively thick edge. But in the Nekir, in the power, there is no thin and thick. It's a gula, so it's all over the same. So the question is, does it have to be like a thick edge or does it have to be like a thin edge? So that's what it says. Because since it's a gula, so there is no one edge that is any different than the other edge. So the whole tool has the same status as the thin edge in the behavior. So in many ways, a naked is not much with all together. Nimzu shnei tchulim kosher, kim dach lomita ukulei kosher. Why? Because here now, of course, the two at the end of Sinai Bemale, he mentioned 2 days. One day is the first lotion of the Mosek. The one lotion is the first lotion you need to shnei kreni the behemo, or you may eat kreni for. Hakel, chogesa klotodom, babu yimita akon. There's the sheet of Moshe Hashemim. And then the other lotion is the sheet of Rambor, Ramba. Let's say in the place where the Jews, the kidney, prayed, we love Cheo, Babel Yogi, Hovozal is in his own shape. Now, so according to Rambam, if you have two rivers, it's only prayed for if the extra river is situated at the place of the gallbladder or the place of the kidney. Now, so according to the Ramban, we should have a chumra that if there are two springs, so and